Pod Culture, episode 306, Three and a Half Geeks, part B, for Thursday, January 26th, 2012. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Oh me, oh my. It's a part B of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
And yeah, we're back.
We're Glenless.
Welcome back.
Because Glenn, you know, due to work commitments and stuff, had to duck out a little bit early. But he may have already returned or will return, or it's this whole timey-wimey thing.
Depends.
Show back up.
We are not entirely sure.
So. We're never really sure with him anyway, you know.
You just pop in at the weirdest time.
Whenever he wants.
Secret Agent Glenn or something.
He's a ninja.
Very much a ninja. He's probably in the room with us right now. We
very
just
well.
Don't know it.
It's that camo pattern he's wearing. It kind of blends into the...
Very possible.
And what he did Prestige, I think.
Yeah. Twice. Yeah.
He's probably got some... stealth ability.
So okay.
Plus two to stealth.
all that experience point doubling paid off.
Yeah.
All that Mountain Dew he made us drink.
Oh, he made you drink.
Made me drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty, tasty death.
Strawberry flavored death.
It's a good rock band name, too.
No, Walter from Fringe, when he's talking about Pop-Tarts, he's reading the ingredients in the middle of the store on the box of Pop-Tarts. Look at this. It's death. It's strawberry-flavored death.
Strawberry-flavored death.
That would be a good rock band name, though.
Strawberry-flavored
death. That's the name for my Maroon 5 cover band.
Strawberry-flavored death.
Maroon 5 cover band.
I think on that note, it is time to shut the hell up and get in the show. Alrighty, we are back with some geek cuisine, we don't do it all too often, but we have a twofer.
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 You know how, is 30 Rock still on? I am like a season and a half behind.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
I want to say so.
I am way behind.
But
sorry, Brad.
you derailed me there.
Twofer's
twofer.
Character.
Yeah.
Guy, sweater vest, dollhouse.
Sweater
Topher.
Vest.
Topher? Twofer?
Sweater Topher vest, Topher? Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two sweater vests. Okay, but we picked up a couple of things over at Target,
yes.
Of all places. Mm-hmm. You know, while we went in, what, a couple days after Christmas or whatever? And
no, this was just last weekend.
Okay. I wasn't that long after Christmas then.
No, yeah.
But they were clearancing out a lot of the... Christmas stocking stuffer gifts and that kind of junk.
Yeah.
And we picked up some candy.
Which there was a whole like section of food. I'm like, this isn't even Christmassy food. Why is it clearanced?
But we picked up some popcorn.
Oh, popcorn's kind of Christmas.
And it's Archer Farms, which is like the Target kind of
store brand.
Gourmet store brand or
but
whatever.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. There are some really good Archer Farms
I don't complain.
Stuff. But we have two... different, unique flavors of
very
popcorn.
Unique
yes,
flavors of
they
popcorn.
Sounded weird.
And Adam, what is the first one we got there?
Well,
we got
let's see. We've got cranberry orange caramel corn clusters. And then our second one, we have white chocolate cinnamon caramel corn clusters.
I like the containers.
And since we're glenless,
made
more for us.
Stop it.
Yes.
You probably wouldn't even like it.
I've got the cranberry orange here. I'll get a little bit of that.
We should have had our little cups.
Yeah.
That's okay.
There you go, Christina.
Cranberry orange.
Cranberry orange.
I'm going to sniff it.
Go ahead and pass a...
Doing the sniff test?
Chocolate. I don't really sniff anything.
White chocolate one?
White chocolate cluster.
I just need... wait a second. I don't have anywhere to put it.
Just sit it down on the floor next to
no,
the bookshelf.
No, but when I put it, once I put...
On the bookshelf next to your Coke.
No, where am I going to put my caramel corn?
On the shelf next to your
No, pop. But it's in a lump, so it doesn't matter. It's good. It's fine. Go ahead. It's in a
there
lump.
You go.
I'm going to take a lump.
You're a lump.
A lump. Lump, lump, lump.
Oh.
All right, so cranberry orange.
They actually have little pieces of cranberry.
Oh, wow. Wow, really? Cranberry orange. Here we go.
And then, so give it a try.
I kind of hope it's not good, just so I don't have to worry about finding more.
Orange is a little subtle.
Orange is really subtle. I'm getting a lot of the caramel and a little bit of cranberry. And, of course, popcorn.
No, I got an entire cranberry,
which
is awesome because I love cranberries. But I'm only getting a little subtle tinge
of orange.
Orange.
That would probably be the one drawback. There's not enough orange to it.
Yeah.
Maybe. And maybe that's just the piece. Ooh, I got a little bit of the orange on the back aftertaste, back end of it there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like an orange echo, almost.
Still, wouldn't mind having a little more prominence.
Yeah.
Of the orange flavor.
Maybe a more of an orange glaze over it or something.
Yeah. But, wow, good.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Especially, oh my gosh, with the cranberry?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
I love anything cranberry.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Except cranberry sauce in a can.
Really?
It's a texture thing.
Yeah, I guess so. The gelatiny kind of.
Ocean Spray. Used to have like a cranberry, almost like a preserves, but it was more fruit than that, and it was like a spreadable, like cranberry, and it was fantastic. And I don't think they make it anymore.
That was sad.
It was way better than cranberry sauce.
My niece Abigail will eat that cranberry.
Oh, I know.
She will eat like, dude. Ice cream, man.
It's gross. Now, I would eat sherbet or sorbet.
Oh, I got a good orange flavor, actually. In the latest one I just ate.
Yeah. It may just be the drizzle or whatever they used on it.
It's inconsistencies in the drizzle.
So, all right. So, the orange cranberry.
Yeah,
I got to say thumbs up.
Thumbs
good stuff.
Up.
I need to.
You a palate cleanser?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Of course, we're all doing it with
Mountain Dew, or Diet Mountain Dew,
raspberry tea.
Which I found something out today.
Okay,
I love Diet Mountain Dew, and I love Diet Sunkist, but together,
not so great. No,
I mean it's not terrible, but
really,
it's
wouldn't
definitely
like
not
a live wire.
Mm-mm. That's what I was expecting.
New.
The Sims. I love that.
All right. So we have the white chocolate cinnamon.
I want a candle that smells like this.
Oh, wow. That does smell pretty good.
There you go.
Wait, listen. You smell that?
Yeah, it's Bray.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's no subtlety to the cinnamon. That's for damn sure.
Tastes like a rice cake almost. Or chocolate.
I love rice cakes.
Mm.
Peanut butter on them?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate rice cakes with peanut butter on them.
I'm not sure if I'm crazy about... I don't mind white chocolate. It's not my favorite, but it's fine. And I like cinnamon. And I love popcorn. Mm. But the combination of the three isn't really doing much for me.
Yeah. It's good.
I think it's good.
But it seems to... is missing something. And I can't put my finger on it. It's
more
like it's
chocolate.
A kind of an empty
more chocolate
flavor. I don't know. Maybe there's too much popcorn. I'm not sure what it is.
These flavors, or at least the cluster I got, the cinnamon is way overpowering everything else.
Yeah.
You know, no popcorn taste at all.
Yeah.
See, mine's not really.
And I'm not really getting much in the way of chocolate.
I'm not getting anything in the way of chocolate with mine, but it's not overpowering the cinnamon.
I mean, maybe I just got a, you know, a cluster that had a big glob of cinnamon drizzle on it or something.
The one I just had another one. One I had was less cinnamony. It was more caramel with chocolate. So,
I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I do like the cranberry orange, I think, a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. I think
what was the third one? There was a third one that we didn't get. I can't remember what it was.
It was something funky.
It was weird. It was really weird.
Which normally we would really get, but we're like, oh, we're already getting three of these. Okay, two of these, so.
Like, because what if they're bad?
Yeah. And which, neither one, mm-mm, bad.
No, very good.
But I'm not crazy about the white chocolate cinnamon.
I keep wanting to try it again, though, for some reason.
See, I like...
Take it with you.
I like white chocolate. I think white chocolate's good.
I'll fight her for it.
It's okay.
But yeah, I'll give them a tentative thumbs up, because, you know, it's a neat thing to try.
I'd try any kind of caramel corn.
But yeah, it's... Not something I'd go out of my way to look for again.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cranberry orange, I'd be more likely to try the cranberry orange.
You know what? I think it might be better if it was like freshly popped, like still warm.
Yeah.
Ooh. And cinnamony.
Or recent, like, you know, you have it shipped in from something like Garrett's Popcorn or something like that, which, by the way, a most amazing fucking popcorn in the world is at Garrett's Popcorn. I got some. It's in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And there's like people lined out the door and down the block for this crap. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, regular caramel corn.
If you live near Chicago, mail some to Brad.
Please. Email me, ship it, we'll talk. But man,
he'll especially give you
the caramel cheddar mix.
Yeah.
Like caramel corn, see, cheddar. Oh,
I don't think
God.
I would like caramel and
it
cheddar
is
together.
Amazing.
Just amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Very good. Very tasty.
But yeah, the Archer Farms popcorns.
I'm digging it.
Check out some of those funky flavors.
I don't think I've ever had anything Archer Farms I didn't like.
You know, you might be right.
You know, like I've never had anything bad. Knock on wood. Yeah.
And on that note, we will be back with more pod culture. Right, we have some more popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast. Part 3, The Doctor Who Method. Give the character the ability to completely alter his appearance and thus be played by any available actor.
This also lets the character evolve into suitable form for any given audience.
For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast.
www.britishinvaders.com.
We are back, and we've got a bit of a tech talk, geek and tell kind of thing, because Glenn, you know, you're only here for a limited time on this series of episodes. But
for a limited engagement.
But you've got... not really a Christmas present, but it's around that kind of. Mm-hmm. You bought yourself a Christmas present.
It's
a
shiny. Yeah.
It's a shiny.
Give me money for Christmas because I've already spent it.
Yeah. So you've got something that's pretty damn cool.
I got my own little CES over here.
Yeah, really?
Well, I told you last time that I was thinking about getting a new phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I'll start out with that, which is the funny thing because I was looking at getting a tablet as well. And. I really probably didn't need to get the phone. I shouldn't have, you know what I'm saying? But I did, and I'm happy. So, so yeah, I'll start out. At T-Mobile, I got the HTC Amaze 4G. Ugh. So I've got...
Is that LTE? Or the WiMAX?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't think it's LTE. Okay. I forget what their 4G network is.
Or they've got something funky.
Yeah, I think they might have their own thing.
Yeah, I think they do.
CDMA Plus or something? Or, hell, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. I'm not very spec-oriented tonight, so
it's okay.
I'm a little out of it.
You poor thing.
But it's really...
Oh, and you have it in a case.
And I put it in a case.
I'm so proud of you, Glenn. I'm so proud of you. Every time he'd come over and drop his phone, it's like, Glenn's not in a case. I know.
It's a... pretty slick looking.
Oh, that
it's
is a pretty shiny.
Wow, yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I hate to put it in the case,
yeah,
but the case is nice. And
you get OtterBox?
No, I was going to. I, looks kinda like I love OtterBox. This is a T-Mobile D30. And they were like, you know, there's videos of people throwing it against the wall and all sorts of stuff. And it's a really thin, you know.
No, it looks like a nice case.
A real nice case.
Looks like it would be an OtterBox kind of case.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been real happy with the case because it doesn't add much thickness or right. It doesn't add any weight. I mean, it's
looks like really a good combination between a silicone and a hard rubber case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently it's got layers of different types of material that helps the shock absorber ability. I don't know. But I got the black one for me, and I got the white one for Carly.
Very good.
They can tell the damn phones apart.
Yeah, exactly. And then, actually, I got the black case for me, but there was a purple and white case that I got for Carly,
which
is really slick looking. So she's very happy with that. So. But the main thing...
It is a thin phone.
It's a very thin phone. It was a tough call between this and the Galaxy 2S, which is a really nice phone, which actually had a little bit bigger screen, but the resolution of the screen wasn't quite as good as this. Yeah. And this had the better camera. And I was like, you know, I really want a good camera. And they actually refer to this. And it's HTC.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Which this is what, like phone number 4 for me that's HTC. So, I, you know, I like the company. I'm sticking with it.
It's got the Sense 3 on it.
It has Sense 3, which is beautiful. It's got the 8-megapixel camera.
Nice.
It has all sorts of stuff. And they've already announced very soon it's getting Ice Cream Sandwich.
Very good.
So I don't have to worry about, is it going to get the update or whatever. So that is coming. But it's very snappy. It's my first Android phone.
Awesome.
So I'm,
you got a lot of stuff to get used to.
Yeah,
it doesn't take too long.
It doesn't take too long.
No, it's not bad.
And it was real slick because it's got Sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it should feel familiar.
It feels a lot like my Windows phone,
awesome.
But it can have, you know, all those apps and stuff.
If you haven't done it, install the Android Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Amazon.
The Amazon
I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did because of the free Amazon
every
app
day.
Of the day. Yeah, that was one of the first things I did was put that on there.
Got a 1.5 dual core.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and a really nice looking...
nice looking background there,
well,
sir.
Thank you. I've got some cosplay pictures as my rotating background. I love
not pictures of his wife.
No, she wouldn't like that.
She probably wouldn't. I don't blame her. I wouldn't either.
But it's
nice.
Just super snappy.
Oh, it is. It's so smooth. Good grief.
Yeah, it's... I'm just like... I shouldn't have, but... Oh, my God. It's just perfect. I mean,
wow.
It's... As cool as HD2 was, this is everything that the other one promised to be.
Wow.
I mean, it's the pictures are great.
Hello,
the
girl.
But I love the live wallpapers. Of course, you guys have had Android for a while, so you're used to all that stuff. But
that was the first thing I turned off because that'll suck battery like you wouldn't believe.
But
his might be a little more
cute. Yeah. Is it AMOLED?
No, it's not. What is it?
It is Super LCD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can see it from here. Holy crap. Wow.
it's nice.
So, you know, it's got all the nice little HTC built-in things from the Sense, and it's light. It works really well, and they, like, almost immediately after I got it, they did the update for where it does Wi-Fi calling now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So that's awesome because I would worry about being down in the basement and not having a signal or whatever. But now, as soon as I get down there, I turn on Wi-Fi and it connects
that's
to the Wi-Fi
awesome.
Network. And I've got full bars because it's...
Mm-hmm. We need that.
I wonder if it is available.
We need that desperately.
Is that just for that specific model or is that HTC Sense kind of thing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think they're rolling it out by model because this got it around the same time as the Galaxy S2 did. They both got it within days of each other. So it must be just their newest phones they're starting out with that.
Okay.
You know, that's just awesome.
That's cool.
Because I'm on call all the time.
Yeah, you need to be ready.
To know that I'm not going to miss a call in the basement is just awesome.
Either that or put a microcell in your...
Yeah. I don't want to have to do that.
Right.
You know? So the camera, like I said, is great. It has all the features I can imagine, and of course, you know, like before, it's a very expensive Twitter device for me because I.
Yeah, you have been Twittering more.
Yeah. I'm on it all the time. Doing the Twitter thing. So, but yeah, I love it, and I don't know if you guys are keeping up with the SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One neat thing, they released a Boycott SOPA app.
Oh.
It's free. You can go download it from the Amazon App Store.
I haven't done that. I may do that, but I am really looking at moving all the domains over to another provider.
Are they with GoDaddy?
Yeah, they're with GoDaddy.
I think they've reversed
to my knowledge, they did. They have said that they've reversed, but other reports have said that, you know, they're still supporting these politicians.
They're just talking
out of both sides of the mouth.
Okay.
In other words.
Well, I haven't dealt with GoDaddy, so I didn't bother looking into it any further because I wasn't giving them my business anyway. So, but yeah, if you deal with them, then look into it.
I'm looking at who actually has the, because I have the domains through one registrar and our bandwidth hosting for our shows and all the Geek Culture Network actually shows are hosted on the same provider now. Because I think Brian has British Invaders on there. But they also registered domains. Mm-hmm. And they had a SOPA thing. All the other domain registrars are running these. Oh, we're taking advantage of this crap and running specials. And so we're with DreamHost. And I haven't really had a problem with them at all. Or the hosting stuff. And they were running a special. I'm like, hey. You know, it's like free domain and all kinds of stuff. If you're signed up for a new account and a year of hosting and all that, I'm like, hey, I've been with you a couple of years now, or about a year and a half, 2 years or whatever. Actually, no, 2 years, because I had had that before we even left Farpoint. What about that? And somebody said, give me your DM your contact information, and I'll see what we can do. I couldn't really take advantage of that, but they did put some credit on my account, so I can do some stuff. So I may look into that. And then there's other places that have a domain concierge type of stuff where they can just go into the GoDaddy stuff and move everything over for you. So I may look into that as well, because it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I've had trouble with that in the past.
Back to the phone. I did have a question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How is the battery life?
It's been great.
That was going to be,
It's been great. I mean, I've been using it a lot today, and let's see. Of course, you know, I had a 13-hour day.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see what I've got. I've still 60, got 55%.
Oh, my God.
Battery,
nice.
You know, so, yeah, it's not too bad
on
the battery.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely better than the,
better than
like
mine.
The Evo or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Removable battery and expandable memory and all that type of stuff?
Yeah, I put, I actually took the card or whatever, the SD card that came with the HD2 and threw it in here because I was cheap and didn't want to buy another one. But the nice thing was,
it has 16 gigabytes internal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
On board.
Yeah.
That is really nice. Yeah. So it's like 16 and what, you got a 32 or something?
I think I had a 16
okay.
and the other one. So now I've got 32. So, and it was cool because I had all my pictures and music and stuff on the card.
You just
and
move it over.
I thought, well, it's Windows and I'm going to have trouble or whatever. I plugged it in and it all just showed up.
Awesome.
Yeah, if it's standard, MP3s and mm-hmm. picture files and stuff, it'll recognize it.
Yeah, but you never know if it's going to play nice.
Format.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's awesome.
Nice.
Having, all the Netflix on here and
I
all
love
that
it.
Stuff. And I'm really loving it. I installed the Marvel app and I haven't started buying any digital stuff because I still want to go to the comic shops and whatever. But I've been getting like Avenging Spider-Man, mm-hmm. and it comes with a free digital copy of the issues. So I've
very cool.
one of those. And
download an app called Comicat, COMICAT, I mm-hmm. think. And you can load your own CBR and CBZ files onto there, and it reads it. I've got like the whole run of Walking Dead to read. And, it's great, like on the Nook. It's sweet.
Yeah. So I'm, really loving my new phone, and then not to take the spotlight away from my new phone, but this little rare gem finally showed up. I know there's still people that
No pun intended.
Yeah. there are still people waiting months to get these, so I'm really happy that I got it. And
I like the case.
My case came last night, so
I like it.
For the first time. The case has a hole in the back for the camera and everything, so you can reach all the...
You could, like, sneaky take a picture.
Yeah, but I guess that's not what it's for, but here it is. And, of course, the case is one of those that...
Does
it stand? Oh, see? That's cool.
That's really cool. And as much as I love the case, you got to see how sleek looking this thing is outside of it. This is the Asus Transformer Prime. Yeah.
And, see, now Brad would have already had that all tricked out with all kinds of stickers.
Nice.
Well, I, of course, had to have the Captain America Live wallpaper.
Of course.
That's one of the things that sold me on the original Transformer when I saw it. When I saw that wallpaper, I was like, hey, wait a minute, that's awesome. Because,
Oh, that is too cool.
Yeah. The screen.
Oh.
Moves the shield.
It moves with it.
The shield moves with it.
Oh, that is pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's taking, like, bullet hits and stuff.
Yeah, when you tap it, the shield
that
gets hit.
Too
that was
cool.
The first thing I installed on here. It was the Captain America shield, and it's free.
That's cool.
There is also a...
it's
so thin.
There's also an Iron Man one where he's flying down to the city. That's pretty cool. Yeah, you have to check that out. This thing...
It's so thin.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, weighs nothing.
Wow.
It's super thin. Now, of course... I almost bought the Transformer, the original.
Yeah.
And then I heard they were releasing this, which had the quad-core chip. It was going to be the first one with the quad-core chip. So I was like, oh, wow, I got to wait. So I waited, and then, it was on back order and all this stuff. And finally got it. You know, I've had it like a week or so. And now they announced that they're making a slight modification to this, and it's going to have a higher-res screen.
Sorry.
I'm like, oh, that sucks. But still, that's months from now, and then... It'll probably be back ordered and hard to find and whatever. And I'm like, okay, I've got this. I'm happy. It's my first tablet and it rocks.
My gosh.
It's so thin.
It just totally rocks.
So you're going to get the little, makes it the little laptop kind of thing?
I'm thinking about it. It would be nice to have the keyboard, and it adds an additional 6-hour battery life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Really?
And it has another SD card slot, and it has a USB slot.
That's
so
cool.
That would be really
neat. To load stuff up.
Right now, even it's really hard to find. So even if I wanted it, I'd have trouble getting one now.
Wow.
But I'm in no hurry because I'm enjoying it as a tablet now because it's my first tablet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Once I put the keyboard on it, it'll be more.
If he needs to buy one, I will have to hurt you. It's okay.
Well, the good news is he can't find one.
There you go.
No, now that they've cracked the bootloader, I've been reading the drama in the development on the Nook tablet that I have, and they've been, because I like tinkering around and crap, but no, this is pretty freaking slick.
That's
also
gorgeous.
It's got an NVIDIA Tegra 3 quad core CPU on it.
Yeah, it's the first tablet with that.
Nice.
And the awesome thing is,
of course it's going to be good at graphics,
but Amazon Marketplace on here, and the Android, cross download the apps, you can download them on both. Awesome.
Really awesome is, a couple days ago on the 9th, I got a notice, update available. And guess what? Ice cream sandwich.
No way.
Ice cream sandwich on it.
Yeah, I got your text, but I had turned the phone off during work hours, so I didn't know it was until like 7 o'clock that night.
12-hour?
Yeah, 12 hours.
Battery life?
I've been playing with that a lot, and I've never had the battery go dead on me.
Nice.
And this is me sitting around at work all day goofing around with it, I mean...
Until you fly.
I touched your picture. I just wanted to see the...
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, those are pictures I took with it.
Oh,
my
gosh.
I think the camera is better on my phone, but it's still a nice camera. You can shoot video and...
it'd be weird shooting a picture with that.
Just that you can, zoom and it's just... Wow.
I shot some video with it the other day for the first time, and it was a little weird holding it up, but it was neat to see that... The picture's so big while you're filming, but it was still a little odd.
I think I'm just old because I'm like, but there are no buttons.
Yeah, there's
there's no.
That's
anything.
Why you get the little dock and tablet.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they're there, but it's just digital buttons. It's not like a physical. Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier. I mean, like I said, the phone's nice and snappy and everything. That's super snappy. I mean, it was awesome when I got it, and I knew that once it got ice cream sandwich, it would be even more efficient because mm-hmm. it was made for it. Mm-hmm. And so now it's just like, wow.
That's
just...
Was it running Honeycomb or was it running
3.2 Honeycomb?
Yeah.
Well, Honeycomb was the tablet vanilla. OS.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just too old school because I'm like, how does it even work? It's so thin.
One thing that's weird is I know everything, you know, changes orientation when you turn it, but it's like there's no up. It just will keep turning and turning.
Yeah,
and turning.
It'll just keep going and going because there is really, awesome. No up.
Because there's no buttons. It doesn't matter.
Unless you classify the Asus logo as it being up, you know, because, you got the camera there too.
Wow.
So.
That's amazing.
But the thing I got to show you guys, to show you,
there you go.
This thing's power, is take a second to load.
The only thing is, though, it's like I can't fit it in my purse.
Oh, is the boot screen?
No. There's a game. It's the only thing that I've actually bought for it so far. It's a MadFingerGames.com Shadowgun.
Oh.
And this game is... optimized. Takes advantage of the Tegra. And I could not believe, looking at this, I'm like, okay, like I said, this is like as thick as a paper plate or something. And it's like playing a PlayStation 2 game.
Wow.
Nice.
I mean, you know, it's not quite
no,
Xbox.
No, yeah. But
60,
it's cool.
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean, it's at least as good as
impressive. Whoa. Four. How do I play? I think.
Holy crap, it's got great sound on it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Killing people. You will die.
Yeah, it takes a little getting used to. But it's just an awesome game. Wow. I mean, it's a third-person shooter. And
it's like Gears of War.
Yeah, it looks like a Gears of War type thing. Takes a little getting used to, though. A
little bit. Yeah, still not entirely sure what I'm doing, but...
You move with the left, and then you look with the right, and then you fire and reload over the right as well.
Have you watched Netflix on there?
I did just to sample it.
Okay.
And yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Wow.
Oops.
Hit something. That's my selling point.
I mean, that's thinner than my Nook Tab.
It is.
I went ahead and I had never done anything with any of the, you know, digital download movies mm-hmm. or anything like that. But I went ahead and got the code out of my Green Lantern last night.
Very good.
Oh, the ultraviolet thing.
And put the ultraviolet on here and downloaded Green Lantern to it.
Nice.
So I've got Green Lantern on here. I wanted to show you later.
Cool.
I won't load it up right now for recording, but I just wanted to show you what it looks like.
What does it come with? What is 32 gigabyte?
Yeah, I got the 32. There's a 32 and a 64.
Gotcha.
But when I ordered mine, no one was pre-ordering the 64.
Oh.
And it was $100 more for the 64 anyway. So I was kind of like, you know, I can just put an SD card
in it. Yeah.
Right.
And so that's what I did.
Wow.
And now will it take a 64 gig? Because aren't they? They're it coming
will.
Out.
It will.
It will take a 64 gig? Because they're just coming out with those things.
Yeah. And, so it came with 32, expensive. And I put 32 in it.
Wow.
So I've got 64. So that's...
And really a tablet, and there's so much, you know, you can... like the Amazon stuff, you got Amazon MP3, you can upload mm-hmm. your own crap to.
Yeah.
And have that on there.
And there's like the new Google Music. Mm-hmm. You can upload all your, mm-hmm. your music to the cloud or whatever.
The cloud.
Stream it.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't like about the Ultraviolet is you'd have to have internet connection to get it started.
Oh.
Because I tried playing the video by itself, and the video player won't play it. You have to go into the movies app, which, you know, I'm sure is checking the DRM mm-hmm. on
right.
it, and then it'll start playing. Now, I tested it. I turned off the Wi-Fi afterwards, and it kept playing, but it won't start it unless
it's got to dial home first.
Yeah, it's got to dial
home
first.
You know, there are some games that are like that, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, they're single-player games. There's no reason
Ubisoft
to go online.
Did that for a while, yeah.
Yeah.
With their DRM, I think they've stopped doing it.
So. That's really spiffy.
Because people, complained. I complained too, yeah.
Like, I think about that, and it's like, I wish I would have had that in school.
Oh, yeah.
Because as much as I love books, when you're carrying around an art history textbook...
You
know,
you got to think about it. School books, you know, I know my school books, every year back in the 80s was, you know, $100, a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So, the price of it. It would actually save school systems money in the long run.
Or students. You know, when the kid goes to high school, get him a tablet. you know.
Well, there's some schools are starting that. Usually iPads. But yeah, that thing is sweet.
Yeah, I'm just loving it.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I am intrigued because they just announced a 7-inch. Is it the Transformer brand, I think?
I don't think they're calling it Transformer. I don't know. They probably won't, because if it's 7-inch, the whole thing about the Transformer is the dock. Yeah, I mean, would you really get a little tiny keyboard to dock it
that
with?
That would be fucking awesome, though.
It would be kind of cool. It'd be like having a Sidekick that was on steroids.
Huge.
Yeah. But yeah, I love how things all sync up between my phone and this.
That's
and all
cool.
My Marvel comics on the app will sync over in my apps and all that stuff. So
I think you'll really like Android. It's
oh yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I'm really liking it. So I can't say enough good stuff about this. The only thing is, of course, they're releasing the slightly better one in a couple months. Of
but
course.
That would have happened anyway.
Yeah, that would have happened.
Always be. Yeah.
There's like with our Evos, which are still great phones on them. They're starting to get a little wonky here and there every once in a while.
As long as I can keep it charged, I'm all right.
Yeah. Sometimes it's weird charging and.
Well, in its defense, we weren't always using phone chargers to charge it. We were using your tablet. Your Kindle charger to
it's
charge it.
It's the same damn cord.
Right.
But it doesn't always work.
In theory, they're all the same size, but sometimes they're a little off. And, you know, we've plugged and unplugged that a lot, too, so I'm sure that slot has worked a little bit loose and in that kind of stuff. So, we're eligible in a few months, and there'll probably be a hot new phone coming out in a couple of months, which I think there is on Sprint.
I'm sure. There will be.
I just want one with a good camera like you. I just want one with a good camera because that's what I do most of is I'm on the internet and I take pictures.
Well, as far as the upgraded screen, I mean, look at that.
Gorgeous.
The screen is gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Really? Do I need a 1080p screen? Not really, because I mean, even when I talk about people, when I'm giving advice on buying HD TVs and stuff, I'm like, you know, you could save some money if you're getting anything smaller than 32, you could just get a 720p because it's not going to matter.
Yeah, that size are smaller. Not
so
that big
on a 10-inch screen, do you have to have 1080p? No, not really. No. As a matter of fact, your file sizes would be smaller if you're...
right,
You know, so you can fit more on there. Yeah, so, there's nothing wrong with it. But yeah, the aluminum back is
like
all
that.
Really...
It's nice.
Really slick.
It is nice. And,
I didn't mind carrying it around without the case for a while. I mean, I didn't want it to happen to
it.
Right,
I
mean, just like it. It looks so cool.
It's got Gorilla Glass. So,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Scratch.
I haven't put any sort of screen protector on there because, like I said, it is Gorilla.
You don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need it. So, that's my thing. The Transformer Prime, absolutely loving it.
Awesome.
So. Very cool.
Very, very cool. And your phone is the HTC Amaze?
Amaze. The Amaze 4G camera phone, as they call it, so...
Yeah. And you got Carly the Kindle Fire, correct?
Yes.
How is she feeling about that? Does she like it?
She really likes it. She's run into a few disappointments in that it won't run every Amazon, every Android app.
I see.
So, you know, there's a couple and she's kind of like,
there's a way around it.
Because she wanted Android, so I'll finally be able to play these apps or get these apps, and then when she hits some she can't, I kind of feel bad.
Because
I'm going to be like, oh, I got this that can do everything.
I can do that,
But for the most part, she likes it. She likes the size. It's, if she's going to be surfing the web or something, it's a lot better than the phone because it is bigger and easier to use.
There is a hugely active development community for the Kindle Fire. They have that sucker already rooted. There's already an ice cream sandwich ROM for it. You could do that. And they have the tools to make it fairly easy because I've been following that because it's closely related to the tab, Nook tab that I have. Root it, put that ROM on there, and put the Kindle app, and do it that way, and then you will be able to do
everything
most of that Android stuff.
How big is the screen on the Fire?
About as big as this. It's a 7-inch, I think.
Yeah,
seven
it's
inch.
A seven. Okay.
Yeah. Your screen is dirty.
Speaking of the 7-inch transformer you were talking about, well, Asus unveiled the MIMO. It's a 7-inch with the first to have a Tegra 3 processor in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's going to come in 16 gigabyte and 32 gigabyte flavors.
Nice.
So. Yeah, the original Transformer was in 16 and 32, but then the new Transformer Prime is only in 32 and 64.
Wow. Gotcha.
So I guess they figured, you know, the smaller
one, yeah. Would,
like, yeah. Again, old lady here says, okay, last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, this wasn't...
These didn't exist.
Imagine
there was no need for
imagine
them.
Imagine what's yeah. going to be in 5 years
yeah.
or well, 2 years or next year.
There'll be scrolls. There'll be flexible screens that'll just be like a little tube thing and that you'll just be able to go...
I want that because that's almost
the crap you see on Terra Nova where they you know kind of open it up and...
No, Minority Report.
No, or, the yeah. beginning of Serenity.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
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 But like I said, we're almost there. I mean, it's crazy how thin
it's
these
amazing.
Things are.
They've got, they're making... I mean, they've got... They've made huge strides in flexible screens
yeah.
the past mm-hmm. few years.
Oh, and it's hilarious. We've been watching Voyager, mm-hmm. and Voyager even more so than some of the other Trek shows have been using these pad-looking
oh, yeah.
devices.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a couple of them that look uncannily
later
like
season,
a Nook.
Later season, next gen, they yeah. use them all the time. Yeah.
I'm like, that looks like my Nook.
Kinda, you could
kind of makes me want to see if anyone's ever done an Elcar's overlay
oh,
for,
I'm sure they have.
For Android.
Who's your audience?
Yeah.
Bunch of goddamn geeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sat there going, oh my God, I'm a Trekker. Or a Trekkie. Or whatever that song thing you had, that filk thing about the difference between a Trekker and a Trekkie. Oh my God. But yeah, it's like you think about technology like that and you think, ooh, look at all that crazy futuristic scientific technology. And then you look at something like this. You're like, it's in your own
the
backyard.
The future is here.
Okay. Where's my damn flying car, though?
But you've got cars that can park for you and parallel
Screw the
park
flying
for
car,
you.
I want a freaking hoverboard. We're only 3 years away from when we're supposed to have hoverboards.
I know.
So science, let's get on that. Prioritize. Please.
Oh, hell, no. The Pizza Hut pizza that you just kind of put in, you know, they're
hydrated.
Yeah, the hydrated. Yeah.
Well.
Hoverboard. Hoverboard.
So, yeah, back to the Transformer Prime. It should have come in like a special red and blue version.
Well.
Yeah, you would have had that thing all stickered up with Transformer stickers.
I've heard that Hasbro has finally actually taken some legal action.
Good.
About it. So we'll see how
with
that.
With a transfer, you need a Transformer case. Get
like legal action, like, no, don't do this. What are you doing? Hey, stop.
Yeah.
Legal like action,
cease
like
and
pass.
Desist?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll see how that pans out.
So one thing, calling it the Transformer
right.
would be one thing.
Right.
Or calling it the Prime would be one
right.
thing.
But the Transformer?
Putting the two together?
Prime.
Yeah.
Right.
It's getting pretty close.
One thing, Ice Cream Sandwich on this adds a bunch of extra effects and things for the camera and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can do
background.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
You can do funny effects.
Having
people.
Fun with you?
Know.
Probably so. I got
Good.
A big enough forehead as it is. Okay?
Yeah.
Not as big as Matt Smith.
No, or Jared Padalecki.
I haven't. Yeah, it's supposed
to. Or David Boreanaz.
You're supposed to be able to... you know, like live effect video, do
yeah.
video
mm-hmm.
effects on people and stuff. Maybe it's because
they can't recognize them.
The
yeah,
weird,
that's what it is. Wow, that's scary. I don't know.
Oh, that's just nuts. Which works great for an audio podcast.
Yeah, it's great.
It's
look at this,
bit...
everybody.
It looks kind of like a monkey.
Look.
So they've got effects like squeeze, big eyes, big mouth, big nose, small eyes, small mouth, and
wow. It's just facial recognition, and it plays with.
That's creepy
it does,
and
like,
fantastic.
Live morphing.
Oh, it could be yeah. my hat throwing it off too.
Well, I think it's because
you're too far
there's
away.
So much
Dark.
Stuff.
Okay,
you know, it's like does it focus on your face or the 20 Green Lanterns in front of you? You know.
That's true.
Here we go. How's that look?
Oh, yeah. That works.
Look like you're the mask.
Yeah. No, he's one of those stuffed animals with the big eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, actually.
Very, very nice,
I
man.
I like it.
Yeah, so there's just, you know, so much stuff that you can do with this.
Hell, the stupid Xbox Kinect thing wigs me out now.
Oh, yeah. the new dash.
Whoa!
Well, yeah, you're doing.
He changed it to the camera facing himself so he can see the effect on himself.
A freaking alien.
Yeah. You can record it if you want.
Wow. That's crazy.
So they're fun effects. And I guess everything that gets Ice Cream Sandwich will be getting these live videos.
Like
effects.
The alien chicken.
Some of the ROMs that I have been ICS based type stuff. And of course, they haven't got all the drivers quite right. They're just now getting the camera working on some of them. So the video hadn't gone in on some of the other ROMs.
There's kind of a green screen type thing here, too. I haven't messed with it yet, but you can actually superimpose backgrounds.
That's an awesome thing, like if you and somebody else had one, you know, the video chat, because it's so big.
Yeah, yeah. And especially with the, you know, with the case, you could prop it up and sit there in a video chat.
That's awesome.
It's been handy, you know, if you got a computer issue, you got your tablet there and you can look it up while you're, you know, working on your computer.
I don't know.
These face morphs a little too much.
Adam, are you going to go out and get an Asus tablet?
No, I just want this technology.
Yeah.
I don't need a tablet for this. You just need the technology or the program.
Yeah, so I guess when your phone gets Ice Cream Sandwich, you'll be able to do it on there as well.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thanks. Well done.
Yeah, definitely love it. Couldn't recommend it enough. Like my first experience with Android with both of these things, and I got them both at the same time, pretty much, you know. So I'm really kind of
trial by fire.
Yeah, y'all just went all out Android because the Kindle Fire is Android based.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, it's its own weird, funky version of Android. That's
It's kind of like got its own overlay and restrictions and whatever.
See, my parents, like all four of them, have a phone, and my sister has a Windows phone. My mom has an iPhone. Eric has an HTC Android phone, and my dad has just a little kind of burner phone. Yeah, he's got a flip phone. So it's like they cover the whole gambit of stuff.
Your mom's got a...
That's Panorama.
3GS?
Oh. Yeah, 3G? The one after ours.
Okay, yeah, she got 3GS.
Yeah. She kind of wants an iPhone 4, but she's holding out to see what they come out with before June.
Well, there's the 4S, which is fairly nice. Rumor is there may be another one. You never know. And I'm still playing.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, he's still playing.
He got sucked in.
It's kind of addicting.
It's a little so,
yeah, the Asus Transformer Prime, if you can get us available in amethyst.
Amethyst gray or champagne gold.
Okay, and that's not really gray. It looked more purple to me.
Yeah,
amethyst gray is
purple, and champagne gold is silver. It's just, champagne gold is silver, but... If you look at it in the right light, it's got kind of a golden sheen.
Yeah, okay. Now, looking at that angle, it's kind of grayish.
I wasn't sure which one I wanted, but this was the only one that was available for pre-order, so it was an easy decision.
Well, I'm sure Carly likes it because purple's Decepticon.
Yeah.
So. And you're going to have it in a case anyway.
And I'm going to have it in a case anyway. So now it looks like a little leather-bound book.
It does. I like it. It's cool.
So it's a nice case. And I got a great deal on this. I pre-ordered the case. Of course, they say it's on Amazon, so of course, you know, it was going to be $60, but, you know, you can get it for whatever.
Right.
But by pre-ordering it, I got it for $9.99.
No really? Way.
And then I had to pay shipping, though, for $5. Oh, so I got it for $15.
Damn. Oh, so you didn't get it through Amazon. It was through Amazon, but it was...
It wasn't Prime.
Yeah.
So it was shipped from someone else. But still, I mean, by pre-ordering it, I got a great deal on
it. That's a hell of a nice case. Very nice case.
So, when we're done recording, I'll let you check out that game for a minute, and then I'm going to have to get out of here.
I understand.
Awesome. Love sharing my toys. This is
That's too cool.
All the time.
All right. And we will be back with more pod culture right after I play with Glenn's tablet there.
Hey, Maestro. How's about a little tune to liven up the evening? That's what I like about you, Chuck. You really know how to throw a party.
Get hot water, get some disinfectant, get some iodine. Ah. Scooby the dog. From the the streets of St. Paul. Come home, I bounce. Snoopy the dog snoozing the top of my doghouse. I may play a Joe Cool, but I know my place. As a world-famous World War I flying ace, 'twas a dark and stormy night when I grabbed my ammo. Face a cursed Red Baron in my sop with camel. I'm living my life as I wish, and I do a happy dance when there's food in my dish. If Woodstock is ever under attack, I'll smack the cat next door because I got my birdies back.
Yeah, the king of four-panel strips, we rule United Features Syndicate.
What's my supper-loving name? Kid, sigh and a frown on the pitcher's mound. Good old Charlie Brown, gonna win the baseball game is his big belief. A line drive through his clothes off again. Peppermint Patty calls him Chuck and thinks he's fine, but it's the little red-haired girl who gets his Valentine. Lucy's a thud, watch her lie like a rug. Pull the football away, flies and lands with a no shock. He's a blockhead who always gets mocked. Christmas gets him down on Halloween, he got a rock. After losing yet another to the kite-eating tree, he said,
"Why's everybody always picking on me?"
The great pumpkin's in the air. The Blakatonic thumb sucker just don't care. Yeah. Sally's sweet baboo won't face the truth. Need some help from the nickel psychiatry booth. Lucy's temper is huge. Begrudge a fuss budget who dislikes my pooch. Smooch. Thanks to Schroeder, she's betrothing, but he just ignores the play in Beethoven. Stepping with Peppermint Patty, a tomboy with Marcy doting on her.
Don't call me sir.
But forget all them, 'cause there's no equal to me, the street beagle. What's my Charles Shelton name?
Snoopy the dog.
The dog.
Snoopy
the dog.
The dog.
Snoopy the dog.
The dog.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da.
The dog.
Hey, what's this cloud of smoke? Oh, it's just Pigpen. Let's go meet up with Franklin at Knott's Berry Farm. Only 10 miles from the LBC. Thanks for everything, Sparky. We miss you. Peace.
Branch, I oughta slug you. You blockhead!
No.
Why can't I have an ordinary dog like everybody else?
Oh man, I don't know about you two, but I'm ready to get sugared up here because
my arm.
We are back with a little geek cuisine, and
been good all week.
It's kind of a good thing we don't have Glenn here with us because that leaves more for us.
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
You're so mean.
Well, you know,
no, he's not going to hear it. So
he's not listening to damn show anyway.
He'll never know.
If he does, he'll just shoot us. So what have you got there, Adam?
It'll be quick. It'll shoot us politely. I have got raspberry thin mints from Zachary, whoever they are. Apparently, they've been around since 1950. So,
ooh,
there you go.
Not
the cookies.
Shelf life of that long?
The company.
Oh,
So these are creamy mint and raspberry center, drenched in rich dark chocolate.
It sounds lovely.
So they look pretty good, and I'm always up for some raspberry. So a little not that kind. So I will go ahead and pass a few out here if you want to grab some. Okay.
Janeway may have the stare, but I have the eye roll down pat. Yeah. Thank you.
The eye roll is audible.
.com/podculture.
Yeah, all right, so go ahead and give it a try.
Oh, it's chewier than a thin mint.
Ooh, the raspberry sneaks up on you.
Yeah, it does. I'm not really getting a lot of mint.
I'm getting a lot of mint.
Me too.
Actually.
Your taste buds are broken from all those candy canes.
Yeah. Those are some freaking awesome candy canes, man.
I'm not getting a lot of raspberry, actually.
I'm getting more dark chocolate than anything else.
I love dark chocolate.
Depending how it's done, it's all right. See, I'm getting a little raspberry and a lot of dark chocolate. Not so much on the mint.
Speaking of foods that last forever, I'm worried about the fate of the Twinkie.
Yeah, Hostess has filed for bankruptcy. Yeah.
I'm a little bit scared.
Yeah,
I need Ho-Hos and Twinkies. And I mean, I don't eat them all the time.
You say, how regularly do you eat them, though?
Not enough. But not as much as I'd like to.
Is that a bad thing?
Let's put it that way.
Is that a bad thing, though?
Not as much as she likes them, more often than she should.
Exactly. Yeah. I know.
Are you that better?
But they're so good, and I don't hardly ever have them. Maybe later. How are they nutritionally? I know.
None.
Bad.
I know. Yeah, I'm sure there's probably very, very little redeeming nutritional.
No, I'm not saying redeeming.
Antioxidants in the
chocolate. How bad are they?
Well, a serving is 5 pieces.
That's not bad at all.
Too bad. Calories, 170.
Not bad.
Total fat, 4.5 grams.
Not bad at all.
No cholesterol.
Good.
Total carbs, 31 grams.
For five of them.
10%.
Oh, yeah. Well.
23 grams of sugar. So.
Yeah. One's okay.
One's all right.
One is good.
So 3 grams of saturated fat. So overall, not too bad.
Not too bad. Could be worse.
I wish there was a little bit more of a raspberry taste, because apparently I just didn't get the raspberry taste.
It was very subtle.
But as far as is being thin and minty and chocolatey,
yes.
I'm going to go ahead and give it a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give him a thumbs
up.
I
agree.
Yeah. I'm getting a little more mint in the aftertaste.
Yeah. Well,
it is good.
I'm getting some raspberry aftertaste. So I got the mint, like, first off.
I love all three of those things. So you can't really go too
They're
wrong.
Good.
All right. So thumbs up on the all
thumbs
around
up.
On the raspberry.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes.
And we will be back with more of the show right after this.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.